right, it is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site for free, so you can enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com, as we launch into the program here. Lots to talk about. In fact, we had a couple of things that we had to hold over from last night because the phones got too busy toward the end of the show. We just weren't able to fit everything in. On the way, I still want to talk about the six things you can do to become a millionaire. That seems like pretty valuable information.
It looks pretty good to me, too.
I like a little self-help stuff.
Not that I know. I'm no millionaire.
On this show. Well, I'm on my way. How about you?
I'm working at it.
It takes time. You got to get there.
Yeah, and it's a difference between having money in the bank versus net assets, you know, houses and that kind of
thing. Yeah, that's true. But first, I promised, first thing tonight, we'd talk about Lauren Canario. Our friend Lauren was arrested, I think, about 17 days ago at this point, for driving without a permit. She didn't have
long time to be in the pokey.
She didn't have the government papers that the government demands that you have if you want to operate a vehicle on the roadway. And it's not that she hasn't had this permit. In fact, I saw her Nevada driver's license today. So she has a driver's license. In fact, it's valid until the end of next year.
So, but it's suspended?
No, I don't think it's been I don't know. Maybe it has been suspended. Maybe it hasn't. I don't know if the cops have their information right. The fact is she didn't want to show them her driver's license.
I see.
And whether or not it was suspended isn't the issue. I don't think she would have showed it if it was or if it wasn't. So
I think that's probably true.
Right. And her whole point, and I know you disagree with her stance on this, Mark.
I just don't think it accomplishes anything.
There are a lot of people that feel the way that you do, and I understand.
I like Lauren Canario. Lauren Canario is one of the nicest people.
She's
well,
so
I don't
sweet.
Be superlative about it. She's very nice.
Yeah.
She's nice. She's extraordinarily moral. I don't want to come off in any way like that. I think her time could be better spent doing other stuff, personally.
I know you feel that way, but this is the battle she's chosen.
Yes, it is.
Other people might disagree, and that's fine. But the fact is, whether or not you disagree with her battle shouldn't mean that you won't support her being able to not be a prisoner of the state for these very, very lightweight offenses. I mean, she really wasn't putting anyone in danger.
Lauren Canario wants to be in jail.
No, she doesn't want to be in jail. I'm sure she doesn't want to be in jail. It can't be a pleasant experience. What she wants to do, I think, is live free.
Well, I think she wants to show the oppressive nature
that
of the state.
That she does.
And she has to go a long, long way to do it.
Correct. She understands that if she doesn't follow the state's silly little rules, eventually they're going to get tired of her not following them, and they're going to put her in a cold, dark cell. And that is what she wants. She wants people to see the fact that, look, this tiny little 50-something-year-old woman has not harmed anybody else,
Nope. But
yet is now sentenced to essentially what amounts to a life sentence. We'll get into that here in a moment. It's an indefinite sentence. She hasn't really been sentenced, and I'll talk about that. But she's going to be sitting in this jail cell possibly for longer than a lot of criminals, a lot of people that have actually committed a crime against another person or against someone else's property. And, the question
is, she should have gotten in a bar fight and spent less time,
right.
I assure you of that.
Right. The question is this really appropriate, the way they're treating her? So it doesn't matter how you feel about what laws she has broken. The question is, do you feel like what's happening to her is appropriate for breaking those laws? At least that's my question for you, and we'd love to hear what you think at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So over 2 weeks ago, she was arrested, pulled over on the side of the road after she was coming back from a meeting of Free State Project members here in New Hampshire. And they took her away, and they left her husband and another Free Stater, Menno, on the side of the road to apparently walk home halfway across the state.
Did she, were her tags expired or something?
She didn't have tags on the car.
No, that might be the issue.
So they charged her with a few nonsense so-called crimes, and it took about 2 weeks for anything to come out of the jail. People had been sending letters, and if you want to learn how to write Lauren, her address is on freelaurencanario.com. That's freelaurencanario.com.
The latest. They just keep that site going, huh?
It gets updated when it needs to be. And so I'm going to share with you her letter to Kat Canning, who is the publisher of the Keene Free Press, and also one from her husband. Then we'll tell you about what happened today out at the jail. I went out there today with my video camera, and I was detained against my will for several minutes. About that.
Let's hear this.
It pales in comparison to Lauren's detention, but I was detained. Anyway, she says, thank you for the funny... Hi, Kat. Thanks for the funny cards and stirring up the jail with protests outside. Unbridled hugs for you. I'm doing fine here. I'm in my cell 24 hours a day.
Ugh.
Now, isn't that something, a treatment that's reserved for just the most vicious and violent and dangerous and crazy criminals?
It seems like you're throwing a lot of adjectives on top of it, but if you break the rules in jail, you're going to go to confinement, and if you can't handle being in the room with one person, in, you know, having a bunkmate in confinement, you'll be put in by yourself.
Right. She's not in this 24-hour containment because she's antisocial.
No. She's probably not knifing people with a shiv in the shower.
No. They're punishing her, of course, because she doesn't want to participate. That's what Lauren does. She doesn't do what they want her to do. She mm-hmm. doesn't sign the paperwork they want her to sign. Well, I saw the papers today. She didn't sign them.
The jail, the the criminal justice system that we have in America is remarkably good at getting people to comply.
Mm-hmm. And she doesn't, and that upsets them. Anyway, she's in the cell 24 hours, but I can see and hear many people in the day room and exercise yard. They would let me out for an hour a day if I do their medical exam or wear a mask and gloves. But that's not happening, so I also can't use the phone or get any books to read. I'm being held on contempt of court because I won't voluntarily enter the court. Funny, I thought, now this is interesting, because when she was in Connecticut mm-hmm. and she was arrested for defending the property of the Kilo 7, those who had had their property stolen by the New London government a couple years ago, when she was arrested in that case, they didn't have any issue with carrying her into court.
Well,
they didn't charge her with any
consistency in these. These are different towns, and they run things differently, and sounds like they've got their system. They want to do it their way.
She says, funny, I thought you'd have to get to court to be found in contempt.
Apparently
they never took me past the parking lot. No inmates are allowed to speak to me, but sometimes they see me looking out and start singing, Free Lauren. I'm happy to hear stories of tamping and soil mixes. She's talking about how they're building a house here in New Hampshire. The Free Staters love to get together and help each other build things, which is really cool.
Yes, it'll be very cool. I just bought a piece of property, and I'm going to be putting a house on it, so I'm going to love that part.
But you have to give a little to get a little.
Sure. Well.
And you've been out helping Lauren and her husband.
And some other Free Staters here in New Hampshire.
So she says, due to the repugnant qualities of the meals, I often think of food. Questions. If you'd only like to eat raw vegan food, would you eat grapes dried in the sun, nuts charred by a forest fire, or that algae that grows in boiling hot springs, or food put through a vacuum like juice concentrate? They aren't really cooked, but not really raw. She goes on and thanks some other people for sending her some drawings and that sort of thing. And then she draws a picture of her view of her cell, very dank, very dreary. There's just a single column in the middle of the cell surrounded by bricks. She doesn't have very much that she can look out at. The letter to her husband's a little bit more detailed. She says, I'm doing well. My cell is 8 feet by 16 feet. Small windows on one side overlooking an exercise yard. Perforated metal door on the other looking out to the day room. I can see and hear people, and even a little sky, so the isolation isn't so bad. The food is so bad, I refuse to eat 90% of it, causing me to have constant thoughts of building a ravioli machine. After the two Milford police dragged me to the cruiser and shut the doors to deal with you, I pulled off the loose handcuffs, because her husband was there at the time she was arrested. That's why she's referencing it that way.
She slides out of handcuffs, that's for sure.
Officer Durham drove me to the Milford PD, and when he saw my hands free, said, that's what I get for being a nice guy. Inside, I stayed silent while they searched the internet and my car to see if they could charge me with more crimes. I was happy when they found FreeLaurenCanario.com and angry when they showed me insurance cards they had stolen out of the car. The five charges they settled on were speeding, driving without registration, driving on a suspended license, resisting arrest, and disobeying a police officer, which the last two are total BS. She doesn't resist arrest. She just doesn't cooperate. Resisting arrest connotates an active resistance in that you're fighting the police officer.
Mm-hmm.
She just simply doesn't do what they order her to do. And so they slapped a disobeying a police officer charge, which is one of those, one of the ones from their repertoire they can just pull out and just hit anybody with.
Yeah, that's a crappy that's a crappy charge. Police officers need to be able to enforce the law, not people follow their orders.
Being arrested for speeding, being arrested for driving without registration, question. What do you think about this?
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Ted Anderson from Midas. October 19, 2007, gold 768 52 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $791.92, $390.20 for half, $495.10 for quarter. That's $791.92, $390.20, and $195.10. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years, I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. We're talking about our friend Lauren Canario. She has been arrested yet again, and she's sort of a super civil disobedient superstar. Been arrested several times now within the last couple of years, meaning four or five times, maybe five or six times at this point. A couple times down in Connecticut, defending the property rights of the Kilo 7 from the very famous famous, now infamous, I guess, Kelo 7 court case, Supreme Court case, where they just decided that governments could take private property and give it to private owners. She went down there and was arrested in defense of private property rights down there. And now she has chosen to take on an issue, tackle an issue that a lot of people disagree with her. A lot of people within the libertarian movement, the liberty movement, disagree with her. But that hasn't stopped her, of course. She's out there doing what she thinks is right and trying to bring attention to the injustice of the system. She was arrested apparently on five charges over a week ago, and according to her, the charges were speeding. She was also arrested for driving with license suspended, I had it right here in front of me a moment ago.
Disobeying a police officer. Resisting arrest.
You got it. There was several of the charges, and now she's been sitting in a jail cell for over 17 days as a result of this. In total isolation, 24 hours in this cell. She has not been allowed to shower. Lauren Canario has not.
Apparently you need to have a name and a social security number to shower at the local jail there.
Apparently so. Apparently you have the right to remain silent, but the part they don't tell you is that if you remain silent, then they have a right to hold you forever.
Right.
Because that's what's happening. We'll get into what's going on behind the scenes here in a few moments. We're sharing a few letters that have come out of the jail from Lauren. She is allowed, apparently, to send letters out. She's not allowed to receive any books, but she is allowed to receive letters at this point. If you want to write to her, I'm sure she would love to hear from you. Go to freelaurencanario.com, and the address is right there. That's freelaurencanario.com. As we continue reading her letters, and what I'd like to know from you is how you feel about all this. Do you think it's appropriate to put someone in a jail cell for not having the appropriate papers? Is that something that should be happening in America? I mean, it was bad enough they took her car. That's the other part. They put her in a jail cell, then they towed her car, and they charged $50 a day to hold on to that car.
While she's in jail?
Right. Now, her husband had since gone and managed to get it out. So what he did was, it was tricky. The rules were explained to him were that, well, you can't get it out until it's registered, because it's an unregistered vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what registration means. That means asking the state for permission to be able to have that vehicle in the state. Basically.
And drive it on their road.
Yeah. And so that he thought that he had to register the vehicle in order to get it out of the yard. And, of course, he doesn't want to do that because Lauren wouldn't want him to.
Right.
So what he ended up figuring out was that if he brought his van along with a trailer on it, like a car trailer, he could pick up the vehicle and transport it to another location.
And so he wouldn't get charged $50 a day.
Well, I mean, he did, because it took him a few days to get there. That way he could rescue the vehicle and not have to register the car. And the police were very reticent to share this information with him. It was not easy to get this information from him. In fact, I think he got most of it from the tow yard guy. So the vehicle's been removed. The vehicle has been saved. Lauren is still sitting in a jail cell. I mean, it would have been bad enough to just take the vehicle. Just to take the vehicle and leave her on the side of the road. That would have been punishment, I think, enough. But 17 days in solitary confinement, who could possibly support this? 800-259-9231. She says she refuses to eat 90% of the food. It's so bad. She's completely isolated. She can see and hear people, and even a little bit of sky, but that's about it. She says apparently the five charges, oh, here they are, speeding, driving without registration, suspended license, resisting arrest, and disobeying a police officer. The Milford bail bondsman decided on $10,000. Now that's another point. Is this really, necessary? $10,000? What do you get for rape?
Well, I understand that, but is she going to show up to court?
No, probably not.
Yeah, that's what bonds are for.
Well, she's not going to pay the bail either, and she doesn't want anyone to go down and pay the bail for her. She's not going to sign the bail release forms. She's not going to sign any of their paperwork. Anyway, she says the bail was $10,000 with stipulations to return for fingerprints. Their paperwork done, two Milford police drove me to the Hillsborough County Jail in Manchester at 10 miles over the speed limit at 3 in the morning. At county lockup, there was...
The Hillsborough County Jail is in Manchester? I guess Manchester?
Apparently, yes.
Apparently.
That's where I went today. I'll tell you about that in a moment. At county lockup, there was some awkward straining and cursing and calling for help on the part of the authorities as they had to drag me up some steps through two sets of doors. If one small dissident can tie up two departments and the main jail entrance, says Lauren, what can 10 do? While the sky was still dark, many uniformed inmates began arriving at lockup. I had no blanket or toilet in my cell, but soon I had company. One teenage girl wearing jeans and underwear. I asked if male officers had searched her, as they had me. See, she doesn't have a problem talking to other inmates.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the bureaucrats she doesn't want to talk to. As they had me, she said yes, and that they took her sweater. They let me keep my sweater, and I thought I was cold, so wow. Throughout the morning, sheriffs and paddy wagons took people to court from lockup. I got dragged to a paddy wagon for a solo ride to Milford District Court. The van backed up to the court entrance and opened the outer set of back doors. I sat on the bench farthest from the door. Five uniformed police and sheriffs assembled outside, and then about three guys in suits, then more guys in suits. Hey, I thought, they're bringing the court to me. They opened the inner doors of the van and asked if I was coming out. I did nothing. A court officer with a suit commanded me to walk into court. I said nothing. The prosecutor gave me an ultimatum. If you don't get up, walk into court, and plead guilty or not guilty, the judge will charge you with contempt of court. I just looked at him. All right, then, he said angrily and slammed the door. There was some discussion, and then the court officer opened the door and said, the judge is giving you 5 more minutes to decide. I smiled at their backpedaling. 5 minutes passed, and the prosecutor says, from now on, you'll have to ask for an arraignment, and the court doesn't accept collect calls from county jail, so I don't know how you're getting out of jail. They went back on that strategy this week by sending an officer every morning to ask me if I'd like to go to court today. No thanks, I answered. Is there anything I can do for you, he says. I'd like a pencil, I say. And that's how I got a pencil today.
Let me out.
Thank you to all the people that are at the protest for me. They're really shaking up the jail. People in the jail are singing a little song, Free Lauren. And then this one came on a separate day. She says, things are pretty dull here. Lights come on, food comes under the door. Eat what's not disgusting, brush teeth, nap. Food comes under door, eat what's not disgusting, read, pace, lights go out, sleep. Today I had a hearing by the sergeant for refusing to obey the officers. He wasn't hearing much, just talking. So I tried that Adventures in Legaland strategy of asking simple questions about the fair and voluntary nature of the proceedings. When I asked how a judge got powers over me, he broke off and went to his office.
Goodbye.
Well,
apparently the Mark Stevens strategy didn't exactly get all the doors open for
well,
a
Well, Mark
right
Stevens
out.
Strategy that isn't designed to work with police officers necessarily. But I don't know, maybe he'd never been asked that before and had to go off and think about it. Anyway, she says, I'm asking a lot of questions and not getting many answers. So those are the letters from Lauren that we've received so far. Again, if you want to write to her, she's got nothing better to do than read your letters. Go to freelaurencanario.com and get the address there and send her something. That's freelaurencanario.com. At this point, they aren't allowing her to receive books or anything besides...
Right, when you say something, you better talk... Right, you better be a letter
besides
card.
Besides letters. Now, the latest on the story is we all went out to protest the courthouse in the jail today, and I got detained for a few minutes. We'll explain that. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld Spy Finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBuild.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBuild.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBuild.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBuild.com today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. SacrowedGy.com. That's SacrowedGy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live is your show. You can bring up what's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. Get on the list. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you will know first. If you get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com, that's updates.freetalklive.com.
Got questions about the liquidity crisis, the China option, the Fed chairman's unenviable choice between hyperinflation or a deflationary implosion followed by hyperinflation? Visit d2z.org. That's d2z.org or contact Troy at d2z.org.
All right, so we're giving you the latest on the Loren Canario situation, and it's just bad. A very nice lady in her early 50s has been taken away, has had all of her freedom taken away from her. She's being confined in 24 hours in a cell by herself at the Hillsborough County in Manchester, New Hampshire Correctional Institution. All of this because she decided she was going to drive without her government papers. Seriously, that's it. That's why she's in a jail cell right now. And they charged her with a few other things, like resisting arrest, which she didn't do. I've seen Loren be arrested before, and I know for a fact she doesn't resist arrest. She just doesn't cooperate, and I think there's a key difference there. But nonetheless, disobeying a police officer, yet another one of the charges they've thrown at her. And she's been in there for 17 days now. What I really would like to hear from is somebody who thinks that that's appropriate. I mean, whether or not you disagree with carrying government papers, and there's a lot of disagreement on that issue, how do you feel about the punishment? Her car was stolen from her, locked up in an impound lot, charged $50 a day for being there. And now she's been in jail for well over 2 weeks. She's not even being allowed to shower.
Well, I don't know that I don't think that it's necessarily an appropriate punishment. But what does the system do with a scofflaw like Loren? when they let her go, she's going to do exactly the same thing over and over again. They don't know what to do. They only have one card to play. That's all the system. Well, they have two cards. They have the we're going to use violence, coercion, and jail on you, or the using violence, coercion, or jail on you card.
Right, because
you get those choice. Normally, the fact that they hold they hold the one card makes the makes it the people won't fight them. But
right, they certainly don't want to let her out, and so she can keep going around and acting like she's a free person. Might encourage other people to start doing it. And then that's a great question. And she points out in her email, or not her email, but her letter that has come out from the jail, you know, if one refusenik, one non-cooperative like her, where they have to carry her up the steps, they have to carry her from place to place because she just doesn't cooperate with the police. If one person like her can get the attention of almost the entire police department, what would 10 do?
And apparently get the inmates all excited, too.
And if you're a taxpayer, and there are a lot of comments on the video from Lauren. If you go to look at, I think it's on the thread. If you go to NHFree.com in the forums, Lauren Kidnapped thread, there's a link to a video that her husband Jim shot the night she was arrested. And there are comments that are being written on that video from people that are very upset. People that are very upset with Lauren, that sort of the slave mentality where, well, we're slaves, we've gone through the process of registration and paying fees and jumping through hoops, so you should have to as well. And they're very upset that she's deciding that she wants to get off the plantation and she wants to live free. Are there people like that listening right now? Are you upset at Lauren Canario because she's decided to drive around safely? By the way, she's a safe driver. She has a license from Nevada. She doesn't feel like she needs it anymore. Are you upset with her? 800-259-9231. Anyway, here's the latest on the story. We went out to the court this morning. First we went to the court, then we went to the jail. And when we went to the court, they didn't want to let me inside with my camera. Apparently, there's no freedom of the press inside courts. So I wasn't allowed to actually videotape any of this. But Kat Canning, the publisher of the Keene Free Press, got Lauren's paperwork. And we shuffled through it and took a look at all the things they'd filled out. Indeed, Lauren had not signed any of their papers, and it said refused to sign nearby the signature area. Mm-hmm. And then we looked and we found out, and this is very interesting, we found out that they charged her with contempt of court because she did not voluntarily get out of the police van. Now, they've been carrying her everywhere. They carried her to the police car. They carried her out of the police car. They carried her into her cell. They carried her from the cell to the police van. And then when they got to the court, they opened the back doors and asked her to walk out. She did not.
She had to voluntarily go into the court. Which means that I assume you're going to say that, well, that somehow she has to accept the court's ruling by walking in?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I don't think it means that because she's been carried into plenty of courts.
I think it's an excuse for them to lock this woman up for her entire life, or for at least a long time. Because right now, what the situation is, because she did not voluntarily leave that police van, they told her they're charging her with contempt of court, and she will be held.
It's not the desire to lock her up for the rest of her life. It's the desire to get her to comply.
I understand, and she's not going to.
Right.
So she's essentially going to be their prisoner.
Choosing to stay in jail for the rest of her life.
She's going to be
picking that.
Their prison. No, she's not picking that.
She is picking
They're picking that for her. They could let her out if they wanted to.
She could get out tomorrow.
No, she might not get out tomorrow. She might go in there, and they might sentence her to 3 more months. Look, she did not cooperate with them, and to punish her for that, they have said they're going to charge her with contempt of court, and she can have her arraignment as soon as she wants to get out of the van on a voluntary basis and go in there. So, essentially, she has an indefinite detention. She has not even been arraigned, and in New Hampshire, you're supposed to be arraigned within 24 hours of your arrest. The judge, there was a piece of paper in there that said
they offered her an arraignment.
The judge said that she has waived her right to a 24-hour arraignment.
I think
by not cooperating with their silly little system, and. And so now she's going to be in jail for an indefinite period of time. And what I want to know from you is if you are a taxpayer, and if this were going on, it's happening in New Hampshire, but it could be happening where you live, because it has happened in Connecticut as well. But if this were happening where you live, would you feel good about paying $40,000 a year to house this
woman? I think
it's
probably more than that.
I'm being conservative. Would you feel good about paying $40,000 a year in taxes to house this woman day and night, 24 hours a day, for just refusing to cooperate with the police? I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. We don't know when she's going to get out because we know she's not going to cooperate with them. We know that much. And we know they don't like that. We know they don't like carrying her around. So there's a chance that they're just going to get fed up with her, which is what they seem to do eventually. They just get fed up with dealing with her,
mm-hmm.
and they end up just throwing her out on the street eventually. it may happen tomorrow.
You're right.
Right. That's
what they tend to do.
She could be out as soon as tomorrow, but there's no way to tell right now, and there's no process.
She's been released. Every time she's been in jail, she's been released. It's just a surprise. For everyone.
Apparently, if you don't consent at all to their system, if you question the system at all, you have a chance of staying in jail for an indefinite period of time. That's what's happening to Lauren. Is this the America you want to live in? Is this a free country? 800-259-9231. Okay, so then we went to the jail, right? That was all the paperwork. We got the latest update on her status. So we went and brought our protest out to the jail. And after protesting on various different sides of the jail, I had my video camera with me, and I decided, well, I'm going to go in to the jail and shoot the inside of the jail. I wanted to see what the receiving area looked like or whatever public areas there were to go into. I wanted to get on tape. So I went into this. I opened the door, which was the area I was supposed to go into from the signage that was outside of it. And it said no smoking. And it said no ammunition, no guns, no firearms. I didn't see anything that said no cameras.
Right.
So I went in. And there was another door immediately inside that one. That was locked.
Hmm.
And I was sort of shooting. There was a camera in there watching the room, and mm-hmm. there was this phone on the wall, and you had to press a little doorbell in order to talk to them if you wanted to talk to them, because you sort of had to be buzzed in or something. And then I heard this voice come over the phone that said, you need to leave, or something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing. I haven't reviewed the video footage yet, but you need to leave. And so I said, okay. It was enough. It wasn't like I could do anything in there. So I tried to leave, and I was trapped. That other door that I had walked into had locked behind me.
Oh, boy.
And I could not get out. It was going to be 10 or 15 minutes until I actually got out of there. And I'll tell you a little bit more about what happened. They sent a cop out to interrogate me after I walked out of this, after I was finally able to get out. We'll clue you in on what he was asking about. 800-259-9231. And you can comment on this Lauren situation. It's Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up anything. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, we'd like your thoughts on the Lauren Canario situation. We've been telling you about all hour here. Our friend is currently in jail. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. So enjoy those on us. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, go buy some Free Talk Live stuff, like Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats and hoodies and DVD classic collectors, classic archives collectors sets and more, all at store.freetalklive.com. And the bumper stickers are free. That's store.freetalklive.com. Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money or credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks and no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start from just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com. Well, here's some shocking news for you if you're just tuning in. You probably were brought up being told things like, this is a free country, and you're innocent until proven guilty, and you have the right to remain silent. But apparently, none of that's really true. It's not a free country because you can't travel.
The extremes.
It's not true. You can't travel without having government papers to show government police officers. You apparently aren't innocent until proven guilty if you decide to utilize your right to stay silent, because that's what our friend Lauren Canario has been doing. She's been arrested, has been held in a 24-hour lockdown prison cell for over 2 weeks at this point because she didn't have her correct her vehicle registered and she didn't have she had an expired license. It seems like it's pretty outrageous what's happening to her, and I want to know how you feel at 800-259-9231. So she utilized her right to remain silent. As a result, they charged her with contempt of court. Why couldn't they just hand down a verdict in absentia? If she wasn't going to go into their courtroom, why couldn't they just hand down the verdict?
Well, it
just
looks
say,
like
okay,
they want compliance.
Two weeks. No, that's right. They want her to bow down to their stupid rules and their asinine nonsense. And she's not going to do it. And now as a result, she is in jail for an indefinite period of time. And Dale over at the at NHFree.com in the forum, I think he's really right on when he points out that she is guilty until proven innocent according to this. They're holding her forever. until she decides to get out of their little police paddy wagon, which they carry her everywhere else. Why can't they carry her out from the paddy wagon into the courtroom? Can someone explain that to me? And you're not required to testify in court. Fifth Amendment, anyone? Self-incrimination? You don't have to speak in court. They can give you a sentence without you talking. Look what they did with Ed Brown. He didn't even show up to court. They didn't have any problem sentencing him in absentia.
Yeah.
And going and taking him and putting him in a jail cell. So, love to know what you think here. Anyway, we went out for a protest today. Went out to the jail. I went into a little room to try to film because I had my video camera. And I caught all this on tape. Went into this little room to try to get into the jail. And once I realized it was sort of like this little secure area, I tried to leave, but the door behind me had locked. So I think they were playing with me. I think that they were messing with us because they knew what we were there for, obviously. And they figured they'd just sort of get a few jollies off of detaining me without any sort of probable cause.
Did the door unlock on its own later?
Yeah, after about 10 or 15 minutes had passed.
Unlocked on its own?
Well, no, I was in there, and there's this phone there. You press a little doorbell-looking button in order to get them to talk to you. So I pressed the button and said, hey, this door's locked. She says, okay, it'll be just a second. And, you know, bureaucrats, I knew it wasn't going to be a second. In fact, it was several minutes later, and nothing had happened. A couple minutes later, nothing had happened, so I went back, pressed the doorbell again. This time, they just weren't responding to me. And so, you know, every other 30 seconds or so, I'd press the doorbell again. And just to remind them I was still there, and I wanted to get out and saying things like, hey, you know, I've got a deadline to meet, I'm a member of the press, blah, blah, blah. They didn't care. They were just going to let me sit there for a little while. And, I had to go to the bathroom, too. If they'd let me stay there for too long, things could have gotten messy. I don't think they would have liked that very much.
No, I don't think they would have.
But they did end up letting me out after several minutes had gone by. And as I was leaving, as I was walking out of the door, a garage door on the side of the jail had opened. And a police officer, uniformed police officer, not a corrections officer, but a Manchester cop, came out and started asking me questions. Why are you here? Oh, well, we're here for a protest. And I don't remember what else he said after that, but he asked me a couple other things. And then as I started to walk away, I started to walk away, and he said, do you have any ID? Or can you show me some ID or something like that? And I said, I don't have any ID to show you. And just started walking away at that point. So that was the end of that. And luckily, I didn't get arrested or anything. But intimidation, harassment, illegal detention. How long is it? How long can they trap you somewhere before it's considered illegal detention or unlawful seizure? That's what I'm curious. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know anything about this. Not that I'm going to bring a lawsuit. I don't care. But just curious. 800-259-9231. And curious about how you feel about the Lauren Canario situation. That wraps up the latest. Oh, one more update. I was wrong. According to her husband, he posted over at nhfree.com tonight that you can send books, but they have to be like publisher books. They have to be real books. Not you. According to the jail's rules, they have to be like a legitimate publisher what looks like a published book. I don't think they'll allow something that's spiral bound, for instance, or something like that. Don't ask me why. That's the rules. So you can send letters and you can send books, and the details, the address, freelaurencanario.com. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mike in Connecticut. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Nothing. I just wanted to say my opinion about that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Connery.
I really think they need her permission to actually try her. That's how they get jurisdiction over her. That's why they need her to voluntarily walk in the courtroom.
But they don't need her permission to put her in a jail cell.
But they drug her
in
the courtroom in the past.
And my point is kidnapping. It's kidnapping, but,
Why do you think that some courtrooms operate differently? For instance, in Connecticut, she has been manhandled into the courtroom. They have literally physically moved her from one point to another. For some reason, the Manchester police aren't doing that. Why do you think the discrepancy is there?
I don't know. Did she talk in the courtroom in Connecticut?
I think after she had been in jail for a few weeks, she did accept a guilty plea at one point, but she did not consent to going into the courtroom in the first place. They drug her there, whereas they're not doing that here.
And since she pled guilty after the court hearing in Connecticut?
Yes, she did.
And she consented their jurisdiction?
I see what you're saying, but she did not consent before she was dragged into the court.
just a matter of procedure, I guess, for them.
So you're just saying the procedures are different from state to state?
It sounds like it. And they really need her legal name from her mouth.
Now, why do they need her permission and her name and all that stuff?
Right. There was actually a guy in Connecticut that challenged that whole thing, and they stuck him in a mental institution for 60 days. So I hope that doesn't happen to her, because then they'll force drug her.
Oh, boy. So, that would not be good. How do you feel about the 2 weeks for what she did, not driving with papers? Is that appropriate?
No, not at all.
What do you think would be appropriate?
I don't think you should have to have a license to drive.
I agree with that. I mean, really, you're either a safe driver or you're not.
I think that if you get caught doing something bad, like drunk driving or something, then you'll be licensed and permitted.
Well, if you're putting somebody else's life in danger, then you should be punished for something like that.
Right.
She's not.
Then
she's
you should have to get a license. You see.
That's a good point.
Other than that, you should be free to travel.
Yep. Well, we're not free in this country. Not in America. Thanks for the call, Mike. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know, I really wish I could read some of these YouTube comments, because they're outrageous. Just the hatred being directed towards Lauren Canario for simply disobeying some of these silly little rules that we have in this country. It's amazing the attitude of people. We were put through the ringer, so we want you to be put through the ringer as well. And I just think it's sad. If you go to YouTube and you look at political graffiti, that's the name of the YouTube account. Here's what Dave Cox says. Lauren got exactly what she deserved, and you got exactly what you deserved. Her car got exactly what it deserved. Why? Because the laws that our society has agreed upon were violated, and the consequences of those laws were administered. And he says, I'm absolutely saddened that you subjected the fine officers of Milford to such a blatant exhibition of retardation. On the bright side, it only solidified my opinion as to why we need police. If you need police to protect you from a nice little lady driving her car from point A to point B. If you really believe people should treat others in society with such disregard for simple social contract doctrine and legally passed legislation, then maybe we need protection from idiots such as you who think the law doesn't apply to you.
Well, you know, I understand. I get both sides of this equation. I get where he's coming from, and I get where
he's coming from is nonsense. There is no social contract. That's fantasy.
That's the problem.
People
don't understand this.
Right.
And it raised the not socialist.
This guy's
barely
a socialist.
Understand
you believe in the
why.
Social contract, you're a socialist.
I barely understand why Lauren wants to do this. So,
well, she wants to live free. 800-259-9231, and what's wrong with that? Hour 2's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.